When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
KKWF and KKWF HD1, Seattle, Tacoma. 100.7 The Wolf. This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. How much money do you think a fighter jet pilot on Whidbey Island makes? Or a tech worker at Amazon? Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that hospital housekeeper Troy makes $51,000 a year. All right, on the phone with us this morning is Jeremy, who is in the port of Tacoma right now. Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
Doing fine, because Jeremy spoke in the port of Tacoma today. How often do people do that to you, Jeremy?
It's quite often, especially when there's karaoke involved.
Oh, God.
And do you just want to punch everybody in the face like me right now?
No.
He means yeah.
Jeremy called in for Share Salary today. By the way, Jeremy is a maintenance mechanic for a rail yard, which would explain why he's in the port. I know, Gabe. It's exciting stuff, Jeremy. Thanks for calling in.
Not a problem.
All right. Now I got to stop thinking that I want to sing everything to the tune of Jeremy by Pearl Jam. Stop. That's obnoxious. Okay. Here's what's going to happen there, Jeremy. We're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in 60 seconds. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We will all guess what we think you make based on what you've told us. And then you're going to share that salary as a maintenance mechanic for a rail yard. Sound good, Jeremy?
Sounds good to me.
All right. I like Jeremy. He's all business. Gabe, how you feeling about this? Are you ready?
Yeah, I feel pretty good.
You want to try to sing Jeremy one time just to get out of your system? You know it's fun.
I'm going to leave that to you.
You know it's fun. Captain Ron, you want to turn?
Jeremy, oh,
Ron!
How dare you?
Leave Jeremy alone.
He's at the rail wire today. All right, 60 seconds. No more grunge rock. It is Seattle. We had to do it. All right, here we go. If you're ready, Gabe, begin.
What is your schedule like?
I work four on no matter what, but right now I'm working 7 days a week.
How long have you been there, Jeremy?
Just past a year.
What'd you do before that?
I was a millwright.
What exactly do you do every day? What is your job, Jeremy?
Preventative maintenance, oil changes, tires, and just fixing the casual mess up by the drivers here.
Mm. What kind of car do you drive?
Currently, 15 Silverado.
Are you constantly shading the drivers because they don't take care of the equipment that you have to then maintenance?
It is constantly a just close your mouth, walk away, fix the machines.
Uh-huh. Do you own a home?
I do not.
Do you ever get into altercations with the drivers, or is you always like bite your lip, take a knee?
I'm pretty mellow-headed, and I love my job, so I have to keep my job.
There goes that buzzer there. That's an unfortunate deal. Sorry about
that. I
do
have a
family. Oh! Way to sneak it in there, Gabe.
Thank you.
That's good work. All right, if you want to jump in on this and guess, we will use one of your guesses. If you can text 253-642-9653, put your name and where you live on that text. And if you can hang out for like 3 minutes, Jeremy's going to share his salary right after this awesome song on The Wolf.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister. 100.7 The Wolf. Let's play Share Your Salary.
because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone is Jeremy. He lives, well, I don't know where he lives, but he's working in the port of Tacoma. Where do you live, Jeremy? In Tacoma, assuming?
I live just south of Auburn.
Okay, gotcha. And he is a maintenance mechanic for a rail yard. Gabe, before we play the game, what else did we just learn?
He's normally 4 days on, but right now he's working 7 days a week. He's been there for just over a year. He does have a family. He drives a Silverado. He's not a homeowner. He is pretty mellow, and he just does everything, like taking care of like the maintenance for, you know, the
drivers. Trains. Yeah, yeah.
Train
you
stuff.
Know,
yeah.
He's the guy that has to clean up everybody's mess every day, every damn night.
But all he does like his job, so...
Yeah. Yeah, he does. All right, Gabe, you were the winner the last time we played. What are you thinking?
I think he works hard for his money, but he's only been there for over a year. But it is tricky because he does work 7 days a week, so he's getting that overtime.
Oh, yeah, he's getting
so
that money.
This is going to be misleading. I'm going to go with...
There's a lot of stalling going on here.
I know! Because I forgot he makes so much overtime.
It's tricky.
I'm
going to
go with 91.
Ooh, that's rich. I like it. What are you thinking, Captain Ron?
I also think because of the overtime, he's going to be making a lot of money. But I'm going to go a little bit lower at 85.
Okay, we did not ask about a union, and I think that would change the game here a little bit. This sounds like a union job to me. I'm going to assume you're in a union. I'm assuming you were doing well as a millwright, but I think the lack of workers or people wanting to work, and you're doing it all, man, and I think it's a skilled job. I'll put you at 100, and I bet you're doing over 100, and I want to thank Jody for texting in from Arlington on that one. So 85, 91, and $100,000 a year, those are our guesses, but they don't matter. Really, that's just our fun game, Jeremy. We all want to know how much you actually make as a maintenance mechanic for a rail yard. It's time to share your salary.
What is the number?
After company paid for bonuses and stuff, it's about 170.
Whoa! Oh, man, that's even bigger than our wildest dreams.
Yeah.
No, hey, I think when you're making $170,000 a year, it's a lot easier to bite your tongue and not say anything
wow.
to the guys messing up the trains, right?
It's all the stuff with wheels. Sorry, that load the train. So I don't mess with that stuff.
Is it kind of cool to know that you do a job that still makes people happy? Like, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but whenever we're driving anywhere and we see a train, my son gets so dang excited. Like, I mean, you're a rock star, dude. Do you ever feel that? Like,
yeah, we deal with a lot of stuff regarding that kind. So we get the ins and outs of, you know, both the major companies that we, and, you know, it's kind of cool to see how they operate every day.
Okay, what is the best kind of hand soap to get your hands clean? You know, I've heard different opinions on this, but you know that soap you guys get? It's like gritty when you got grease and oil.
Yeah.
And you got like, it's got like...
Personally, I don't like that Gojo stuff. I'm not a fan. There's Cherry Bomb's all right, I guess, and Dove's great. Or Dawn's the best.
After that, do you feel like, Jeremy, you need a little moisturizer to take the edge off? Because that'll really dry out your hands.
No, rough hands, man, rough hands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Red's a real man right here.
That's right.
You got any chewing tobacco in your pocket at all right now?
In the cup holder.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Captain Ron. Go ahead, Captain Ron.
This is such a man conversation.
Okay, he works for the port. He's making good money, but I feel like he's a good old grizzly guy.
A grizzly? You're not thinking Skull?
No, not Skull.
Skull,
I feel
okay.
Like he's grizzly.
He just chuckled, though.
That's basic. All right, what do you...
Original Copenhagen.
Oh.
I should have known.
That's good stuff right there. I just like to spit on my shoes with that stuff.
Okay.
I love it, Jeremy. Gabe, what are you chewing these days?
Water.
You chew water.
Creamy water.
Creamy water.
All right. Hey, Jeremy, you got to go. We love you, buddy. Have a great day.
Love you guys, too. You have a good one.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.